Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
I love this segment. Let's get the elephant out of the room this morning. It's Moose, it's Breezy, intern Hannah, intern Jackie. Everybody's here. It's a full party.
Whole squad's here.
The whole squad's here. Let's start with this person who said superhero movies are ruining cinema. There, I said it. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
there is a lot of them, and they're all the same. Let's save the world from Dr. McFlufferson. It's like, what?
Ooh, what villain is that?
I don't know.
Yes, of course, Dr. McFlufferson. That sounds super evil.
Very much so.
All right, who else is here? Let's get over to our friend Alicia. I don't care what anyone says. Breaking up with someone is harder than being broken up with. There, I said it.
Really?
Actually.
Never gotten the opportunity.
I don't know. What's that?
To break up with someone.
Oh, Breeze. You know what? You're probably lucky, because I feel Alicia has a point here. Because once you've broken up, you have to cope all at once with the hurt of losing someone. You know what I'm saying? You care about. And then the guilt of hurting them, and then the uncertainty of not knowing 100%, was this the right decision? Was this the right choice? It may come back to bite you. It's a lot to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. It's really, really quite daunting, really quite dramatic, if I'm being honest.
This really took a turn.
It really did.
All right, let's keep the train on the tracks here. Who else is here? Who's weighing in? 585-252-9800 if you guys want to share with the class this morning. We'd appreciate that. Sean says, not everyone needs to be woke. People should be able to hold different views without being labeled as intolerant, as long as they're respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Well said, Sean. Let's go over to our interns here. Who's got there? I said it for today. Jackie, Hannah, don't grip it and rip it. Just hold the mic. There you go.
Okay, we're fighting over the mic here. Mine for today is that if you ask me out and I say no, it doesn't mean try again.
Such a classic. Such a classic.
If I'm not interested, I'm not interested.
Oh, what's going on in your world?
Oh, nothing's going on. It's just
Breezy, I don't know if you know this, but intern Hannah has way more guy friends than female friends.
No, yeah, that's not true.
They're all trying to hook up with her. You can't tell me they're not.
You can't put that on air. That's lies.
Wait, we already did.
Wait, I did.
Oh, man.
You have guy friends, right? And
I have guy friends.
And have any, let me just answer this then. Have any of them in the past have ever confessed their love for you?
This is true, yes.
I 100%
oh, man.
Rest my case. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Hold on, let me take out my gum to say this.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, anytime. I think that if you're in a relationship, you should not make it your entire personality.
Oh!
And there I said it.
Dead!
Because I have friends.
A lot of relationship talk this morning.
Who, they'll be like, oh, let's go to the store together. And then they'll be on their phone with the boyfriend the entire time. Why did you invite me?
Yeah, I know.
If you're just going to ignore me the entire time.
Yeah.
Right.
It's why it's so important to date people out of state.
Yeah, they're long distance. That's why. So they're on the phone 24/7.
Jackie, you honestly, you don't have to listen to me. I give the worst advice ever.
You really do.
Thank you so much.
Mine for today is this. Chipotle's trash, and anyone who hypes it up is lacking a lot of brain cells. There, I said it.
Are you serious right now?
Everyone's like, Chipotle's the best. It's not.
Well, there goes my endorsement. I just got with them 48 hours ago.
It's
thank you so much, Breeze.
Simply not it. So sorry.
I saw the best billboard the other day that said, just eat the burrito, Roto-Rooter. And I'm like, that's great marketing. That's really good. Who's this person? P. People shouldn't have kids just to save the world. Parenting is a personal decision, not a social responsibility to fix world issues. There, I said it. Chrissy's here. Oh, interesting. Let's get rid of PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy and just replace it with the interns instead. Just kidding. I love you guys. Chrissy, that's not funny. I need this job. All right. Let's see how this show would actually go. Do you want to do a quick 30-second segment? This is your show, okay? This is PXY Mornings with Jackie and Hannah, okay? Let's play some sound effects here and...
Take my mic.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Open up the show, everything.
What's up, guys? It's PXY Mornings with intern Hannah.
And Jackie, you know what today is all about, don't you?
What's today all about, Jackie?
Today is all about us.
That means it's a good day.
Yes, of course it is, just like any other. And you know what I think, Hannah, honestly?
What do you think?
I think that the show just got 10 times better in like 30 seconds.
Listen, viewership just went up.
I'm getting calls in right now asking us to come on TV to do this live.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
I'm actually really pissed how well that went. You guys you guys are all fine.
Really good, and we're probably going to get replaced tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98KXY.
How many of you canceled Thanksgiving because of how your relatives voted? It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, the drama.
The drama continues.
If this is you, we'd love to hear from you. Shoot us a call or a message this morning. 585-252-9800 is the number. And I have never understood why people choose to discuss politics during the holiday with family members. They just can't help it. I think it's risky. I don't do this. I sit with my head down. But you know me. I hate politics.
I think it's inappropriate because, like, we're trying to give thanks. We're trying to be thankful. And then now Aunt Susan's throwing the pot of mashed potatoes across the way.
Puts a damper on the holidays.
Yeah, for sure.
I have four old fashions. I shut my mouth. Lucky for me, this is not my, you know, my immediate family. This is my extended. People will do this. We have a listener, Nina, on with us this morning, who maybe like a lot of you is choosing to not attend Thanksgiving dinner or maybe just cancel it altogether. Let us know if you are also one of these people. Let's get around with us. Hi, good morning, Nina.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, good morning. It's nice to talk to you guys again.
You too. Tell us what's been going on.
Well, I reached out because yesterday on the air, I heard you guys talking about this for There I Said It, and someone said you should talk politics with your family during Thanksgiving. And
that was Scott Spisano.
That was radio legend Scott Spisano. He's oozing with great advice.
Yeah, that's the worst idea ever.
Yes, it sure is.
Unless you all agree, I guess, but I told my mom I won't be attending Thanksgiving this year because of this very reason.
What?
So you're not going to Thanksgiving because politics. Shocker.
Yeah. My dad is outspoken about his support for the person he voted for. He and my mom voted against my rights, and I'm having a hard time dealing with that. Mm-hmm. I don't plan on cutting them off right now. I'm torn because they're my parents. I can't understand how some people can stab you in the back and then sit down at a table with you and act like everything is okay.
Is that how you feel about this whole situation? Is that your parents stabbed you in the back?
Yeah. And just like, how fake can people be? It sucks because I love Thanksgiving and I love my parents most of the time, but I refuse to sit down with people, especially ones who voted for someone I hate. It's sad that this is what it's come down to, but I had to tell my mom that they did this, and if I'm not there next week, they've got nobody to blame but themselves.
How old are your parents? Are they older?
I mean, they're in their 80s, and yeah, I can be upset with them.
Oh, Nina, how many more holidays do they have left? I mean, this is like, really, you can't put this behind you for one day?
It's my life, too.
I get that.
Yeah, I can.
But it's your parents, you know? I mean,
it's my life. Mm-hmm. Wow, I mean, this is my choice. If you want to go be with people who voted for your oppression, that's fine. But I don't.
Honestly think it's very, I really think it's such a situational thing. And, you know, people are having a very hard time with this.
Yeah.
Rightfully so, but like Moose said, it is your family, and I get where you're coming from, and I'm telling you right now, you are not the only person in this situation, which is quite sad.
No, you're not alone. Parents are much older, and you only have so many holidays left with them. For me, I just put my head down, I shut my mouth, and I carry on. We can only control what we can control. I'm different, though, Nina. You have a right to feel the way you feel, and your feelings are valid, but that's just not me. I don't let things affect me this way. I just don't.
Yeah, but you're still a person, and I'm not legally a person anymore. Anyways, I just wanted to say protect your mental health, and it's okay to say no if somebody invites you somewhere that you don't feel like you have to say yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, so what are your alternative plans for Thanksgiving?
I'm hosting a Friendsgiving for fellow queer and trans people who don't feel safe with their families.
Mm. All right.
But your parents are still welcoming you with open arms to Thanksgiving. You're just choosing, you don't want to be a part of it.
You're creating a story about my parents that isn't really true.
Well, I'm asking you, though, what's the situation? What's the relationship from here on out after Thanksgiving ends? Then what?
I'm trying to figure that out, too. But I get that you're really pro my parents, but I'm pro myself and pro my partner and pro my community.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's taking sides here. I think it's just more of just trying to understand your point of view versus their point of view. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they're my parents. I love them way more than you do, and I'm heartbroken about this, but they chose this. We had lots of discussions prior to the election. I told them what they were choosing, and they did it anyway.
Got it.
I'm worried about Christmas. I'm worried about Valentine's Day.
I'm worried about all of it. I'm worried about the people who are going to suffer.
Well, you are one of those people, believe it or not, because you're losing a relationship no matter how angry or hurt or disappointed or scared you are at the moment. These are your parents. You've known them for your entire life. And I do fear, I hope that there, once they do pass, there is no regret on your end that you let, you know, I understand it's a very big issue.
Yeah.
But because I mean, I'm in the same boat as you, not so much about my parents, but just in the sense of like being scared for my rights and being, I'm also a member of the LGBTQ plus community. I understand all of that. I just want to make sure that you're protecting your mental health while also, you know, just protecting your love and your history with your family. Is there any other family that you have that you do are in lockstep with that you could celebrate? Maybe not, you know, obviously you have the Friendsgiving all handled, but like an aunt, an uncle.
My cousins are also not showing up. I mean, the elders are going to be
elderly,
kind of shocked at what they have done. And hopefully that will, maybe that will make them think, maybe it won't, but the young folks are there for each other because we're all part of the LGBTQ community. And so we're going to take care of each other. And I also can say we have loved our parents diligently and with our full hearts all of their lives. And we do love them. We will love them, but we're not going to show up to be hurt and humiliated.
Yeah.
That's not love. That is self-harm. We didn't sign up for that, and especially not this year.
Well, protect your peace, and we're obviously going to not sway you this morning, and that's okay. I need you to take care of yourself this holiday, be there for your friends, be there for your cousins, and just give thanks. I know that might be hard to do, but give thanks this holiday season.
Yeah, Nina, thank you so much for coming on and just sharing your story with us, because I know there's a lot of people that are also choosing not to show up to Thanksgiving this year because of who their family potentially voted for.
Mm-mm.
And I know politics is big factor for people not showing up to holidays this year. But we're going to get to some messages. 585-252-9800. Thank you for your thanks for coming on with us, Nina.
You're welcome.
All right, let's get to some phone calls coming in real quick before we wrap this up. PXY, what's your name?
Wavy Davey.
What up, brother?
All right,
what
Wavy
up,
Davey.
Up,
1 minute on the clock. Go.
that woman, I feel bad for her.
Okay.
She needs to protect her. She needs to worry about her own mental health. Her parents are 80. There's not many holidays left. I think a lot of this has just been propaganda. Everybody has their rights. Everybody has their gay rights. Gay rights are wrapped up in human rights. Don't throw it away. Don't throw the holidays away. Don't throw friendships away. I believe a lot of this is just fear. It's fear-based. It's fear-mongering because, you know, and let's face it, her parents voting for whoever they wanted to vote for wasn't the decision putting, you know, whoever in office. So just let it go.
Right.
Get your mind straight. Don't burn bridges. Continue to live your life.
Agree to disagree.
Protect your peace. No, agree to disagree, Breezy. And nothing's changing, and nothing has changed. And if it does, we'll worry about it then. But let's, you know, let's just get through the holidays and spend time with the ones that we love and we care about. They might not be here next year.
Okay. Period.
All right. Wavy Davy, thank you for the call, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Let's go over to this person, Peaks Y. What's your name?
Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. So, hi. Your thoughts?
I just wanted to say, growing up, I'm in my mid-30s. Growing up, we didn't talk about anything politics. I know I was a kid, but
yeah.
Politics were not spoken about at any family function, really. Maybe the dads would split off and, you know, go to another room, but it wasn't a topic at the table. You didn't talk about who you voted for or anything like that. You just kind of let it be what it was. I am sad for the girl that she feels she has to separate from her family, but like the man said before me, we got to deal with things as they come up. Everybody is still allowed to be who they are. So
yeah.
Just keep the politics for another time.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Appreciate you weighing in. I feel bad too. I got a really close friend named Blake, lives out of state.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped going to Thanksgiving maybe 5 years ago because his stepdad ruined it year after year after year with mm-hmm. just politics. And it's like, wow, why?
It's really why? Bad.
Just give thanks. Eat some stuffing,
be
would you?
Be thankful.
All right, guys, quick break here. It's PXY Mornings. Thanks for tuning in.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Well, this is awkward. 60 for the high today. So here's the situation. We have intern Hannah, intern Jackie. Breezy and I are in the studio this morning. Hannah, hi. You're always on time.
Yes.
And this yeah. morning, for whatever reason, you were late.
These things happen.
These things happen.
Really?
You've never
Sorry.
Been late.
No, you're
that's
not
okay.
worried.
I feel terrible.
We're not worried at all.
So that's fine. We've all been there. The problem was when you walked in this morning, intern Jackie was already here in your spot.
Yeah.
And
you were kind of shook a little bit.
It was a little jarring, no offense. But
well, only because you didn't know she was going to be here.
Yes.
So you guys have this internship, and Hannah, you've been doing an incredible job for us.
Thank
where
you.
We want to kind of, you know, we've enjoyed having you here, but upper management's like, you cannot hold on to one intern.
Yeah.
You have to.
They're like, it's not fair.
You have to swap so they can experience other morning shows.
Mm-hmm.
So you were supposed to start down the hall this morning.
And I didn't let you.
And obviously, Breezy would not let that happen.
I was like, she has a lot of videos edited for us today.
So you were just a little bit thrown off of why Jackie is here, because she was very excited to come down here and take your place.
Which is understandable. It's a great show.
Right.
But I want to stay.
So we can only have one of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to, like, Breezy.
Yeah.
Let's hear you guys kind of, I don't want to say battle it out. That's not the words.
It's just a debate. You know what I mean? It's a debate as to why you both deserve to be here. And listen, there's a lot of other mediocre shows in the building for sure that you all could experience. But I mean, let's be honest, we're the GOAT, and I don't know how else to really put it lightly. I know I'm super humble, but like, I get why you both are kind of duking it out to be here. So I'm going to let you guys have the floor, Hannah first, then intern Jackie. And talk about why you deserve to be here and why neither of you should really leave. And I'm going to send it to our boss, Mike Danger, after the show.
That's right.
Sure, sure.
Let's start with our girl, Hannah.
Well, thank you for giving me this open forum to speak my truth.
Absolutely.
I think that because I've been here a little bit, I have kind of built a rapport.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have edited a ton of videos. I have a lot of TikTok ideas. That's like a lot of what we do. So I feel like I've kind of just
you know, the
build
vibe.
Up my resume a little bit here. And
not only that, when you go out in public, you get recognized more than anybody.
This is true. I get recognized all the time on campus, off campus. Oh my God, it's the 98PXY girl. And
tell the story about the Fairport Brewing Company.
Yeah, well, I was at
Jackie's shaking her fist at the sky. She's so jealous.
I was at a bar and my friend's band was playing and we were just watching other bands perform, and one of them goes up and on the mic was like, oh, and like with us we have the girl from 98PXY.
That's incredible. Like,
which I'm the only supposed to be the one girl from 98PXY, so I'm kind of
so
pissed.
Sorry. So
I had one person recognize me last week at East Ave Wegmans. She was an 80-year-old woman. I'm like, oh, we definitely have a huge reach for audience, don't we?
Yeah.
Not only that, but you're 21. Jackie's 19. So you obviously have way more life experience.
This is true. So much more. And no offense, but I've been around the block. I've experienced a little bit more.
Okay. Let's hand the mic over to now it's Jackie. Jackie. Well said, Hannah. Well said.
So well spoken.
Right. So I didn't take this personal until she showed up today. Like, I thought that we were like good. But obviously, there's some things that we need to work out. So thank you again for letting us do this, because I like to clear the air.
Sure. I'm crying.
Yeah, no, go for it.
So, you know, I'm going to debunk her a little bit, because I've been sitting here in under the scenes. I know how you guys roll, too.
Yeah.
I've been sliding in under the radar waiting to swoop in, mm-hmm. you know?
That is true.
So
I do
know how you guys roll. And also, like, it was my first day actually here today. Like, on the show the entire time, and someone's already telling me I should take over. Like, obviously,
that is
something
true.
I'm doing
is that,
right.
You did say that Jackie should take over, mm-hmm. the two of them, when they were doing their mock show. You
yes,
did
but
say
it was
that.
My first day they said that. This mm-hmm. is your what day?
Oh, wow. This is getting personal.
This is really personal. I think it's like your 28th. But anyways, I just...
Who's counting? Who's counting?
That is true.
Anything else you want to add?
What else can you bring to the table
well,
for us?
Well, you know, I have a platform of my own. I could bring that demographic to PXY.
Here's
a free plug for her podcast.
Listen,
name drop it.
All of this is really important, but when I was an intern, I was bringing in coffee. I was bringing in snacks. Like, Hannah hasn't done that once, and everything else you've added is valuable. But it would be nice to get an iced coffee in the morning once in a while. I don't know.
Don't listen to him, Hannah.
No, why? Why can't an intern bring an iced coffee?
If anything, you've been getting coffee for her.
Yeah.
You make her coffee every morning.
That's
you
right.
DoorDash Dunkin'.
That's right. I DoorDash Dunkin' you because I want to show
that's
you.
That's why she doesn't want to leave.
My appreciation. I do appreciate your hard work. But, you know, as the host of the show here, it'd be nice to get an iced coffee.
You know, I should say, I do have a lot of retail dollars at my college Starbucks. I have $800 to burn by December, so I can stock you guys up.
I want Dunkin'.
Yeah,
well,
it is.
That's
it
how you
is
make
the
your way to the top. Is bribery,
it is the bribery.
So.
All right. This we're gonna have to sit on this and figure this out after the show, Breezy. There's a lot to think about here.
Scott Spazzano is still trying to figure out where Jackie went. He just noticed she was gone at 8:00.
Yeah, you were interning with Scott down the hall. He doesn't even know you're not there.
I stopped by.
He was like, oh, you were in the bathroom the whole show.
Yeah.
He has no idea.
Both of you guys have a lot to bring to the table, and we really appreciate this. Has been Breezy and I have been doing the show. January will officially be 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and this is a new experience to have interns in, because Breezy was the last intern here.
Yeah, I was.
That was 5-6 years ago.
Before Claire and Zach, which we've already talked about how non-useful both of them were. I'm kidding.
Love
they
them.
Were great. They were great.
We love
just
them. But thank you for your skill sets. Thank you. We have a lot to think about. We'll get back to you tomorrow at the same time with our answer, okay?
Yeah. And we'll let the people decide. A lot of people are Team Jackie. A lot of people are Team Hannah. I don't know. It's going to be a lot.
All right.
We'll get to it.
We'll get your votes at 585-252-9800. It's PXY.